This week, Bezos Hashem, in our continuation of our discussion of Hashem's relationship with us and the particular dynamics of that relationship, I want to move on to a very misunderstood but fundamental dynamic in that relationship, and I'm referring to the Midah of Bitochen. Bitochen is probably one of the most misunderstood areas in Avodas Hashem, as is evident in a couple of ways. First of all, the first question almost automatically that comes up when the discussion of Bitochen begins is how, the million dollar question, where do you draw the line between Bitochen and Hishtadlus? Meaning, there's the area of Bitochen, and there Hishtadlus is not relevant, and then there's the area of Hishtadlus, and there Bitochen is not relevant, and the question is where to draw the line. That is, I don't know how to express how wrong that is. The question of Bitochen and Hishtadlus, first of all, is just stress. And this will become very clear as we move on, has a very peripheral place in the whole discussion of Bitochen. Almost not a central part of the discussion, and almost not a relevant one when we properly understand what Bitochen means. That's mistake number one. Mistake number two is, and this is the Chazon Ish notes, he says there's an old mistake that has taken root in the hearts of the masses, that Bitochen means trusting that something will work out in a certain way. Person, Achmana Litzlan, is going through some trouble, and he trusts that Hashem will work it out right. You know what that's like saying? That's like saying, we're saying that that's an important part of our relationship with Hashem. That's like saying that when a 6-year-old kid really doesn't want to go to school, he knows that his parents love him, he trusts his parents, therefore, he's sure that he won't end up in school today. He trusts his parents. Or, he trusts his parents. And therefore, if he wants a certain game, he's sure he'll have it by the end of the week. Now, I know that there's the story of the watch. I don't know. I don't know what to do with the story of the watch. But we have, to start at least, before we move on to stories about watches, start with Shulchan Aruch. And we have to first clearly define the concept, and then we can move on to start analyzing, if we want to move on to start analyzing stories. I don't know. So we have to first start with the concept. What is the fundamental aspect of Bitochen? First of all, it also makes no sense, because Bitochen is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Does it make any sense to say that the Torah requires you to believe something that might not happen? It makes absolutely no sense. There cannot be a chiyuv, at least not in Judaism. In other religions, yes. But to believe in something that might not be true. So, every person believes that he gets better, chas v'shalom, if he's sick, which means that nobody ever doesn't get better. Or maybe it means that those people who didn't get better didn't have bitachon, chas v'shalom. So therefore we have to step back and start defining bitachon, a more fundamental aspect. And we can already get the hint, drawing back on the mashal of the kid. What would be correct for the kid to rely upon on his parents, assuming that it's a healthy relationship? He can trust that his parents will do what's best for him. That's what bitochen is. If you want to use the Chazon Ish terms, the Chazon Ish says, say in the name of Yisrael Salanter, Yisrael Salanter says that when a person is reciting Kriya Shema, so you're supposed to intend that you are making Hashem king all four corners of the earth. So Bisrael Salanta said, included in all four corners of the earth is you too. You have to remember that you're making Hashem king on you also, not just the entire universe. Making him king on you too. So the Chazon Ish says, Bitochen is emuna applied. Meaning, the way he terms it is, emuna is the halacha, bitochen is lamaisa. Emuna, you believe that Hashem runs the world, you believe that Hashem runs everything, you believe that Hashem is all powerful. Bitochen is the next step. That means that that all applies to me. That Hashem runs my life. That Hashem is all powerful when it comes to me. Hashem can do whatever He wants when it comes to me, etc. That's bitochen. If we'll put it into other words, you learn Hilchis Shabbos. You can learn Hilchis Shabbos all throughout the week. You can learn that you're not supposed to pick bones out of fish on Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, you need to actually not pick the bones out of the fish. That's the next step. There's halacha and there's lamaisa. Bitachin means you take your emunah, the fact that Hashem runs everything, and now you internalize that He runs my life too. The way the Chovetz Chavavos defines bitachin, I just want it in a nutshell, is a feeling of security. You feel secure. Now, feeling secure doesn't necessarily mean that you know how Hashem's going to make things work out, but you feel that you're in good hands. Now, what happens? So how do we explain that, Rachman al-Tzlan, a person is sick, and Chas v'Shalom, he didn't get better? If I trusted I was in good hands, or if that person trusted he was in good hands, how do we understand it? How do we fit it in with the picture of Bitachin? So here the Chovetz Chavavos lays down for us, really, if you want a Torah Shebiksav in Bitachin, a Shulchan Aruch, in order to really understand the prospect, the concept, and not to paint a picture of Bitachin based on haphazard stories in Vertloch, but to really gain an appreciation of the subject, the place to start is Chovetz Chavavos in the Chazon Ish in Emunah Bitachin. Makes sense. Beginning with the second parak, you learn those two sources, now you have a solid base for Bitachin. After that, go work out all the stories. But there you begin with a Shulchan Aruch of Bitachin. Now the Chovetz Chavavos, basically, he mamish makes it simple for us. He says, all you have to do is consider a number of points, which aren't too many to memorize. You remember then, and you have your Bitachin set up. It's like Hillel says, Idach Pirusha, all the rest is elaboration. But you just keep these points in mind, and you have your Bitachin in place. So first of all, again, since we're talking about a relationship, trust is a very important part of a relationship. Now, trust obviously is going to be applied in an appropriate way. You might not, if you're the breadwinner in the house, you might not trust your wife as far as parnasa goes. But if things are running right, you trust that things in the house will run well. You trust that she'll be there for you where you do need her. So, all we have to do in our relationship with Hashem is trust that He will see to the areas that are in His domain. Now, what are those areas? So the Chovetz Chavavos tells us, you basically have just have to remember a few points, and the consequence of remembering these points should be that you always feel secure. That's the definition of Bitachon. Feeling secure, having no idea what's going to happen, you feel 100% secure and comfortable with whatever's going to be. How's that? So first of all, and here's where we're really building on everything we've been discussing up till now. You have to focus on the fact that Hashem loves you intensely. That's number one. A person who loves you only wants you good. Second of all, you have to focus on the fact that Hashem is always focused on you. These two things. Loves you intensely and is always focused on you. Number three, Hashem is in absolute control. He can stop anything and He can make anything He wants happen. And number four is that He knows, and this is the fundamental one, because here is where people go wrong in understanding the concept of Bitachin. Here's where people make the mistake of, I have Bitachin that Hashem will make this happen. Number four is understanding that Hashem knows better than you what's good for you. If you focus on these four points, there is never a situation, he has some more points, but they generally fit into these four. If you consider these four points, there is never a situation in which you have anything to worry about. Any concern, any worry, always will come from one of these four points being a little weak, or not being in your consciousness at the time. You don't remember them at the time. When you exercise thinking of these four points, again, Hashem loves you intensely. He's always focused on you. He's all capable, meaning whatever He wants for you will happen. And number four, He knows better for you what's best for you. And here we'll mention the fifth one too. The truth is He lists seven. I don't want to list all of them because I want to keep it as simple as possible. But the fifth one is also to realize that you are not floating through life. Your life is a planned program of Hashem for you. From beginning of your life to the end of your life, it's not that Hashem moves in at some point and takes over, and wherever, whatever mess you're in, Hashem has to take it from there. Hashem has been manipulating your appearance on the scene more than 1,000 years before you were born. Hashem was already moving people across continents in order that 700 years later the right man should meet the right woman, and they'll be your great-great-grandparents. And there's a lot of things that Hashem was busy manipulating throughout history. Hashem has been planning the program of your life basically since the beginning of time and all the way till after 120. A person keeps these 5 points in mind, there's really nothing to worry about. A person is always secure. This is an issue of these of keeping these points in mind. Let's show a very interesting example of this. It says, Eliezer, Eved Avram, Chazal tell us, Chazal encourage us to study his story in the Parshis. Say, Yofesi Chason Shel Avdei Avos, the talk of the Avadim of the Avos, we can learn greater lessons from the many of the Halachas Chamuras that were given to the Bani. So, one example of Eliezer Eved Avram, just look at his style of speech. When he asks Hashem to make the right girl come, what does he say? Hakrei no lefonai hayon. Make a coincidence. That's what hakrei. What's hakrei? The Lashon mikra. A coincidence. Hashem, make a coincidence that coincidentally the right girl should show up. That seems like a contradiction in terms, doesn't it? To ask for a mikra, then it's not a mikra. If you're asking for it to happen, it's not a coincidence. It's not a mikra. So what is he saying to Hashem? Make a mikra. If he's making it, it's not a mikra. And the answer is that Eliezer lived with a consciousness that we should all strive for. By Eliezer, the word mikra means the same thing for us too, just we interpret it differently. Something that I didn't plan. For us that means, if I didn't plan it, it's haphazard. For Eliezer, anything that happens in my life that I didn't plan is Hashem's plan for me. That's what the word mikra meant to him. The word mikra meant to him something orchestrated by Hashem. That's how he used the term mikra. Bimikra by him meant by Hashem's orchestration. And therefore, when he's asking Hashem to do something, he's asking Hashem, hakrei, make a coincidence. Coincidence by him meant Hashem is doing it. This is how he lived. With that realization that anything that I didn't cause, Hashem caused. And now, what happens if it's something unpleasant? So here again, we come back to the fact that, but yes, Hashem knows much better for you what's good for you. So what happens if something wrong, so-called wrong, did happen? What happened to my trust? The answer is, you better thank Hashem that it didn't work out the way you wanted. You had no idea what should have been. John Kennedy thought the best thing that happened in his life was when he was elected president. Turned out not to be such a good idea. I guess he didn't have the Hashgacha Pratis that we have. You never know. We don't know what's a fortune and what's a misfortune. And therefore, bitachon, this is really the klal of bitachon. Requires a lot more elaboration, but the klal of bitachon is this, that sense of security that I am in good hands. Once that's the issue, I don't have to worry about figuring out for Hashem how we should go about working things out.